see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Monday, July 13, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. You need to go and see Tony and his sales team over there in person. Deer hunters, listen to me. Deer hunters, you have the ability to purchase a brand new hideout, the BT-120. Negotiate the price, $12,995. They can get you financing on this little hideout for $129 a month. Elderly couples. You can get this in your driveway for $129 a month. You're talking basically $4 a day. This is a guest bedroom, hotel room for folks coming up from downstate. We're all getting inundated with our family from downstate. Oh, it's time to come up and visit you. Well, guess what? Your bedroom's out in the driveway. You can take it anywhere. You can tow it with almost any vehicle. Even a small car can tow this thing and be able to go on summer vacation, go see the fall colors up in the UP, but most importantly, deer hunters. How many of you guys hunt a specific property? Every year you go back to the same place, a friend's farm, state land, whatever. This little trailer can be your noontime nap instead of going to a hotel room. You can tow this thing, park it in the parking lot on the side of the land, wherever you're at. Go in, take your nap, small little refrigerator, microwave, kitchen, bathroom, right there on the ground where you hunt. This hideout is perfect, absolutely perfect. They have plenty of them over there. NorthernMichiganRV.com is the website. They're right there in Gaylord, right off of I-75, exit 282. Head west to the Walgreens, head north to Expressway Court. For the month of July, they've got the best pricing, the best financing, and a $250 gas card. Basically pay for your gas for your summer vacation. You need to go and check this unit out. Elderly couples, if you're listening, you can go to Florida, take this little trailer to Florida with you and spend the winter months down there in your little hideout. You're outside most of the day anyway. You don't live in this thing. You sleep. You take your shower. Maybe you eat outside under the canopy. This thing is cute, and it's affordable, and you need to go check it out. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You can look at it and see pictures of it online, northernmichiganrv.com, or give them a call. Tell them what kind of vehicle you have. Make sure they can check the VIN number for you. Make sure you can tow it, no problem. 989-448-8700. Perfect guest bedroom to be in your driveway or to go camping and hunting this fall. $4 a day. Short break. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Environmentalists dig in against the Copperwood mine up in the UP. Opponents of the proposed Copperwood copper mine urged Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, Eagle, on Wednesday last week to deny a key wastewater permit, arguing that treated discharges would threaten an endangered fish in nearby waterways. The permit would allow treated wastewater from the proposed Gogebic County mine to be discharged under the National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System, NPDES. A step, supporters say, is necessary for the project to proceed, and the opponents argue poses unacceptable environmental risks. Opponents, including the Clean Water Action and Protect the Porkies, argued the mine could discharge up to 500,000 gallons of treated wastewater daily into nearby waterways, threatening habitat for the endangered red-side dace. They urged Eagle to reject the permit or require a zero liquid discharge system that would eliminate wastewater altogether. Protect the Porkies Executive Director Tom Grotewohl said Eagle's last chance to prove that they are not corporate servants but public servants. Protesters said the 500,000 gallons of wastewater allowed by the permit would put the habitat of endangered fish, the red-side dace, in jeopardy. He said the permit should be denied until Eagle and the mining company have exhausted all options or spent the money to implement a zero liquid discharge system where wastewater is simply evaporated and the left behind solids are then carted off. This is a foreign extractive company which lacks all necessary infrastructure and the $400+ million to move forward. We owe them no favors, period, end of statement. Well, Copperwood Project environmentalist scientist Jay Roberts said the treatment process would remove any contaminants before being discharged, and that the actual releases would be well below the state's permit maximum of 500 gallons per day. Robert said, in advising the mine of this project, protecting the environment has always been our top priority. Well, the Copperwood Project site manager, Mike Foley, said that the Copperwood mine was a once-in-a-lifetime project that would create hundreds of much-needed jobs in the Western Upper Peninsula. Eagle, still taking public comment, will be making a decision on the permit later this month. So we'll continue to follow that story and see what happens. I don't understand these environmentalists. The actual environmental scientist says it's going to remove any contaminants before discharging the water. Water is water once you remove the contaminants. So you're saying water is going to hurt this fish? Sorry, it doesn't make sense. But again, I don't live in that mental world that they live in. Well, in reviewing the budget that was submitted to the governor for signing a week ago Friday, July 3rd, before they left for July 4th break, the current new budget will go into effect at midnight, the stroke of midnight on September 30th. Well, in reviewing the appropriations bill more closely, When October arrives, local governments will see less money from the state as constitutional revenue sharing expectations were hit with a $9.5 million cut due to changes in tax revenue. A separate pool for sharing funds with counties and municipalities will remain flat. Around 8:30 a.m. on July 3rd, after legislators wrapped up the budget deal, fiscal year 2027, Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony said local governments were not able to see the revenue sharing increases that they expected and deserve. However, there wasn't a ton that we had to say goodbye to, but we weren't able to make any significant investments in things that I really care about. Earlier today, I was reflecting on revenue sharing. The fact that year after year, I'd like to invest some more money into revenue sharing into our local governments, Anthony said. We weren't able to have any significant increases in that way. And I think our local governments expect and deserve it. In a letter to its members, the Michigan Association of Counties said this year's accelerated budget-making process limited opportunities for stakeholders to review and to be engaged. Derek Malo, the MAC's communication marketing director, in an email sent out last week to their members, said several bills included in the budget were substantially amended during the final negotiations. That process left little opportunity for interested parties to review the changes and to provide any meaningful feedback before its final passage. Marlott said the county revenue sharing remained flat for the second consecutive year. The MAC avoided possible reductions is what came about. But at the same time, the legislature did leave for the summer before passing the Senate's revenue sharing trust fund bills. Those bills provide for the state to share revenues with local governments through two streams, one that is constitutionally obligated and another that is less official and subject to the legislators changing their mind. Constitutional revenue sharing does not provide funding to county government. It distributes 15% of Michigan's 4% sales tax rate to cities, villages, and townships, but not to county governments. For example, previous budgets, the one written between 2021 and 2023, the state was able to designate increases to the cities, village, and townships from constitutional revenue sharing due to booming tax revenues. But when 2024 arrived, the back-to-back boost switched to $27.3 million reduction. Constitutional revenue sharing started climbing sharply during the years of the unusually strong post-pandemic tax collections before reversing course in 2025. This year budget continues that trend by reducing payments by another $9.5 million. Instead of legislators brainstorming each year around whether there's leftover tax revenue to provide a bonus to local governments' pockets, revenue sharing trust fund, well, they could collect 8.9% of the state's much larger sales tax. Payments are based on a three-factor formula. It would prioritize communities with lower taxable property wealth per resident, consider the community's population size, and aims to support communities that have already been taxing themselves significantly but struggle to raise adequate revenue. On the township level, Tom Hickson, executive director for Michigan Township Association, said, with the state facing a revenue shortfall, the legislature did maintain statutory revenue sharing at the current year's level for the upcoming fiscal year and continue the second year of funding for the public safety revenue sharing grants. However, costs for local government programs and services will only continue to rise, and that is why we continually struggle and strongly advocate for and support efforts to create this revenue sharing trust fund. Hickson went on to say, funding levels remain stagnant. Local governments still need to serve their residents every day. He said a revenue sharing trust fund would allow townships and other local governments to effectively plan, make sound financial decisions, and respond to the needs of a growing and changing population. We will continue to work with the lawmakers and ask for their commitment to make this a reality for our local Michigan communities and residents, said Hickson. Folks, I have been a strong proponent of local revenue sharing forever. Take the money from Lansing and give it to the local counties, cities, townships, and villages. Let them take care of their residents. You've got 83 counties. If all 83 counties took responsibility for their own residents, we wouldn't even need Lansing. But they don't want to give up the money. They don't want to give up the power. They want to be able to buy and sell favors so that they can get reelected. This state government needs to be fixed once and for all. And that's why I highly, highly recommend you tell everybody you know to get out and vote on August 4th for Perry Johnson for governor. He'll go in there and do an audit and figure out the most commonsensical way to get this state fixed and back on track. 8 years of wasteful spending, bloated budgets, over regulations, over taxes has got to stop. Pure and simple. We cannot continue down this path. And God help us if Jocelyn Benson becomes the next governor. It all will prevent her from being the next governor if we elect the right candidate on August 4th. Perry Johnson can beat her in November, and he can fix this state. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number three. We'll be right back.
This